Welcome back to 10 Down with Terry and David.
Welcome back to the enthusiasm of Terry on this beautiful Tuesday morning.
Welcome back to the absolute dread of David. Dreadful David. That's your new name.
Dreadful David.
Every podcast you get a new name.
Am I still as monotone as before or worse?
Absolutely.
Surely not.
Do you smell the lovely smell of sweet potato?
Yes. I didn't know what that was. I thought you were actually putting bread into the air fryer. That's what I thought you were making. Another sourdough.
I seen Charlene Murphy on TikTok put a sweet potato into an air fryer with olive oil and salt for 50 minutes and then shove a baby bell into the middle of it, and I immediately had to go and do it.
50 minutes?
Yeah.
Do you know how much that would cost for the electricity for 50 minutes? 50 minutes, Terry. It'll break the air fryer. Surely it can't go on for that long.
Yes, it can. And I'm looking forward to me sweet potato baby bell, and I'm going to make you try it because it looked really delicious, like delicious. Oh, I can't wait.
I thought it was for the baby. I genuinely thought it was for the baby.
Well, I did buy the sweet potato for the baby, but I'll go and get him another one. He loves sweet potato, broccoli and whitefish. Oh my God, he loves it. Loves it, loves it, loves it. When you give him potato, he knows the difference. Like it's real bleh.
Tangy. Like
sticky.
Sticky, that's what
it is. Yeah, sweet potato is sticky.
What was your favourite thing as a kid? As far back as you can remember.
All I remember is crispy pancakes and I hated dinners. I hated everything.
You still hate dinners?
Yeah, I like picky bits. I like dinners. I do like dinners, but I reckon there's a bit of Spanish in me. Like I like tapas. I like picky bits. Like I like a picky dinner, like bits of everything. That's my idea of heaven. Like see, if I get a big dinner and it's huge and it's just one thing, it gets very overwhelming. Like that's why I like starters, and I like you to order something different to me because I like having bits.
Well, I like when I order something different to you as well, because that means that what you don't eat, I get.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win for me.
Yeah.
And you'll go, David, you order the steak and I'll order the fish, or you order the steak and I'll order the chicken, or vice versa. And I get to have a bit of both.
Are you all right? Are you okay?
Yes.
You're acting really weird.
I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Anyway, I had a mental week last week and I feel like I'm making up for it now. Well, not making up for it, but I feel like I'm feeling it this week. Like I'm absolutely zonked, exhausted. My mom came over yesterday and she was like, I was thinking to myself, you were very busy last week. I was just everywhere. We launched a new little space in Kildare Village, which we are so excited about. So if you're in Kildare Village, definitely check out Studio 55. We are there along with some fabulous Irish brands, and yeah, it's going really well for us.
The setup looks amazing. Like the actual display unit looks amazing.
Thank you. And we had our mantra event last week. It was very mantra week last week, but we had our event last week, and I also had a couple of other things that I needed to be at. And I was modeling actually for NARS, which was such a pinch me moment in Brown Thomas. But I have to say, I was very nervous walking out in front of all those people with no makeup on. Like I just felt so naked, like naked.
Well, do you believe me now?
But it was great to kind of go and not have to spend an hour getting ready before an event. It was so handy. I literally was in my pajamas 1 minute with Miles and then took down my hair.
Walked out in your pajamas, drove into Brown Thomas in your pajamas.
No, I didn't. But I just blow dried my hair real quick afterwards, and then, yeah, was able to throw on an outfit and fly into Brown Thomas, and there I was at an event. I didn't have to get ready. It was mad. But yeah, it was very nerve-wracking, I have to say. Sitting there with no makeup on and letting somebody do my makeup.
Good, because you're normally in control of that.
Yeah. Well, like I have to say, like the makeup was gorgeous, but I am such a weirdo. Like I feel like every time I get my makeup, I don't look like myself.
That's because it's surely they're never ever going to do it exactly the way you're doing it every day. So you wouldn't be used to it, no?
But even Siobhan said it, like my business partner, she was like, no, you look like literally a different human. Like your eye shape looks different.
That's what it was. It was your eyes.
Yeah.
Because there's times where you would be half doing your makeup.
And I look weird.
And you'd look crazy.
Really?
Yeah. You know, like if you're under pressure to get out and you're like, I'll do the rest in the car, and you bring your makeup bag.
Do you know what I remembered actually on my way into Brown Thomas? Was, remember when we were first going out and we'd like met up once or twice and you said, send me a picture of you without makeup on?
We didn't.
Yes,
maybe
you
that was
did.
Your other boyfriend.
No.
The
it
other
was
thing
you
had on the side.
It was you. And I sent you a picture of me with no makeup on and you were like, yes.
All these years and you decide to bring this now. You say this to me now on the podcast.
Yeah. Do you not remember it?
No, I remember a lot of stupid things I said, but he certainly didn't say that.
You did. I promise you said that. Promise.
I asked you to send you a picture.
You asked me to send me a picture of me with no makeup on. And I was like, why the hell does he want me to do that? So anyway, I sent it. But yeah, you did. You did. That's a true story.
And did you send it?
Yes.
And what did I say in return?
Did you just zone out? Are you okay?
No, I am okay. But what remind me of what
you
I said.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah, that's all you said. And I was like, oh, we approved.
God forbid I ask, was there more to it, Terry?
They were iPhone 4s back in the day and like they were grainy as hell because I definitely had a complex for years about makeup. Like I would never, ever, ever step foot outside. Well, I used to do my makeup on the bus going into college. Mm. But that all stemmed from, I used to go out with a guy and I remember he seen me without makeup on and I was modeling at the time, in inverted commas, like modeling in Ireland was not modeling. Mm. Anyway, I remember walking out my mum's and we were getting the bus together into, he was going to work and I was going to college. Mm. And I remember him saying, yeah, I'd love to see you doing a photo shoot now. As in like the state of you without makeup
cheeky
on.
Cheeky fuck.
Yeah.
Now it's, now
that's what he said. And then ever since then, for years after that, then I was so conscious.
And like, where is he now?
I couldn't tell you. I don't really care.
Gobshite. You better not cut this story out, right? Because you're rolling your eyes.
Go on.
Right? You remember me telling you about this. So well before me and Terry ever met, I was at a, I'm not obviously not going to use any names. I was at a studio, a photographer's studio. And I was in there, I was actually doing a bit of work. Anyway, and I seen on the wall was just like, almost life-size calendar. Has it come to you? Yeah, what I'm talking about?
Yeah, think so.
And on the picture of the calendar for whatever month it was a picture of this girl, which is you, right? Mm-hmm. And I remember looking, going, Jesus, who's that? In my head. And we were there for the day, working away. And then I passed comment on who you were. I said, like, who's that girl or whatever? And one of the staff that was there at the time turned around to me and said, you'd never get her, Davis. She's too good for you. Like, to make a joke about it. And I had never met you before. Never. And look at me now. Look at me now. I'm sitting here sweating my balls. Married to you.
What? I have the ick. I have the ick. I do remember you telling me that. That's very cute.
That's all. That's the only response that you...
So cute. That's very cute, David. That's a lovely story. Why didn't you say that on the wedding day? Why didn't you bring that?
Because I never got to say a word. I just got throat boxed and shouted up by the cliff telling me that I shouldn't do it. No response. Because you're
do you
want
to explain that?
You're full of shit.
But me and Dave were about to say, I do. We were on a cliff in Portugal and someone was going by in a boat and shouted, don't do it.
And he was American, of course
loud
he was.
As he could. And it was so funny. Anyway, we had a mad week last week and then to finish it off, poor Sydney wasn't well. And
it takes a lot to make Sydney unwell.
She is a little rocket, isn't she? She's unbelievable. She's never, now I don't want to jinx it, but like she's just such a little hardy child.
Whenever she does get sick, it's gone within 24 hours. Like, yeah, you know, she'll be like, daddy, have a cough or whatever. And she'd be feeling shit and tired. And then the next day she's bouncing around.
I absolutely hate, now I know like everyone hates to see their child sick, but with Sydney, she actually gets really floored from it.
What and was the phrase you used? That
a dying swan.
A dying swan.
I was like, David, she's a dying swan in there. But Dave is a bit of a dying swan for anybody that's not a nurse. It's a phrase that you use when somebody's literally a dying swan. Like sprawled across the couch.
And when was the last time that ever happened?
Verbalizes every symptom. That's what you do. That's what you do.
Nobody cares, Harry.
Well, I do. Anyway, I was laughing because I had friends over yesterday. And I was talking to them about the family sick bowl. And I was like, you know the family sick bowl? And they were like, no.
You told them about that.
Clara got it. She got it. She was like, yeah, 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 actually. And then they started laughing when I explained it. Because I was like, you know, it's the bowl that everybody pukes into. But it's also the bowl that eats your popcorn out of.
And you also make your chips out of. And your salad out of.
Everybody has a family sick bowl.
No, they don't have a family sick bowl. People just buy another fucking bowl, Terry.
And it's so funny because every time I'm looking for it, I'm like, where's the family sick bowl?
No.
Which is every day because I'm looking for it. It's basically a titanium bowl that you use? Is it titanium?
Titanium.
Well, what would you call it? Aluminium.
Aluminium.
What is it? What's the metal, David? It's a metal bowl that you can sterilize. Like, we use them as pans.
Okay, hold on.
As pans.
Sterilize. Where did you, when did you?
They're the bed pans that they use.
When did you sterilize that?
I don't sterilize it. You do that. But it's basically a tin or a metal bowl that we use, and we use it to put our chips into with a bit of olive oil, salt, pepper, unreal, in the air fryer.
Yeah, tastes great. Also, tastes when great, there's pre-vomit in it.
But also, it's used when we feel sick. So Sydney just be like, get the family sick bowl.
So the other day when Sydney was unwell, and prior to that, whenever she was unwell before, it's as a kid, right?
Family sick bowl, it's sacred.
I remember you shouting to me.
I will always have that bowl.
I remember you shouting to me going, like, you're in the middle of making the dinner and you had all the chips chopped up.
Chips chopped up.
And you were like, David, where's the bowl? I was like, what bowl? You're like, the family sick bowl. I was like, up beside Sydney's bed, go up and get it. And I went up to get it. I didn't know you had chopped up the chips. And I walked down and you just gave it a little rinse. Chopped it, throw in the chips, give them a little whisk and into the air fryer.
Well, the reason why I did that is because the family sick bowl had been beside her bed, but it was sterilized before I put it there and she didn't need it overnight. And I knew
who
that.
Who sterilized it, Terry? You. Not you.
You. So you did. You did. It was a clean family sick bowl and it was put there and it wasn't used. So it was perfectly fine to use for the chips. If anybody else has a family sick bowl, let us know. Now, if it's plastic, that's rotten. It has to be like metal.
Titanium.
Or whatever it is.
It has to be titanium.
I am titanium. It has to be metal. Like, that's what it is. But that's our family sick bowl. And
Amazon
funny.
Is going to sell out of family sick bowls. And that's what they're going to call them.
It was very funny when I was telling the girls about it. Because their faces. But then when I started talking about it, they were like, oh, yeah.
So the next time they come over for a barbecue, they're going to see that titanium bowl knocking their salad around, knowing that someone is either.
I want to go buy a barbecue today. So let's.
You get these notions, Terry.
I want a barbecue. I want a barbecue. It's Easter on Sunday and we're either going to Marbella or we're having a family barbecue at a family sick bowl.
I don't even know how to even acknowledge. Like, see what you just mixed into the mix there. We're either buying a barbecue and having a barbecue on Sunday or we're going to Marbella.
Well, I was looking up for flights, right? And because it's Easter weekend, the flights are absolutely
crazy.
Crazy. It's $2,500 for the four of us to go to Marbella, yeah. Right? Or next Wednesday for 5 nights, it's €700 for all four of us to go to fly to Marbella. And I just think that's amazing. And we should probably take advantage of it because this time next year, we won't have a choice to go off peak because Sydney will be in school.
Well, she'll be off on the Wednesday till the Sunday because she's not been midterm, but I understand what you mean.
So I think we should book that for next week. And then we should come back and then we're going to be sick of the kids because there'll be chaos over in Marbella and then we should go away for your 40th.
Yeah,
tomorrow's April.
It's tomorrow the 1st of April?
Yeah.
So yeah, I turned 40 this year. Someone actually the other day, it was at the Mantra event. Mm. One of the girls, the lovely Kate, said to me, because her husband-to-be, Mallow, it was his 30th. And I was like, 30. And she's like, yeah, why does he look old? I was like, no, I was like, I can't remember what 30 was. Like, you know. Yeah.
You can.
I remember what happened on my 30th.
We had a surprise party for you and we went to Bali.
Yes, I do remember that. But she asked me, if you've got any trips coming up. And I said, not yet. We had one, but we cancelled it. And we're sure we'll do something for my birthday. And she's like, oh, how old are you? And I asked her, I said, you tell me how old you think I am. And I swear, now she could have been just being nice. She said I was no older than 35. Now, I probably look 55 right now in this moment. But I had just had a shave. So if I was
I think when you have a shave, you look a lot younger.
Yeah. So anyway, she couldn't believe I was turning 40 this year. And neither can I.
I can't believe
bit
it.
A bit devastated,
I'm
to be honest.
A bit shocked.
Well, you've been telling me I'm 40 for the past 10 years.
Here, I'm like, oh my God. Like, it's mad, isn't it? It's after going so quick. The last 10 years are frighteningly
fast.
Fast. Have been frighteningly fast.
Yet the past 2 weeks have been frighteningly slow. Last week was really slow.
Everyone said that. Isn't it weird how, I don't know, like, is it a quantum experience that we all have, like, because some weeks everybody's like, oh my God, this week just flew in, and then the following week.
It's all got to do with the weather.
It's mad.
And the clock's gone forward, right?
That was great.
Also, Paddy's Day last week, was it last week?
2 weeks ago.
Messed everything up.
Yeah.
I believe.
So Your 40th. Yeah. I still haven't got anything booked. And also, I wanted to throw a party for David, but...
He does not want
he
one.
You were adamant that
I'm
you don't
allergic.
Want one. You really don't want one.
I don't want
one. Why is that?
You know
and
why.
I know to take you seriously because you actually pulled me aside.
Yeah.
And you said, I do not want a party.
I do not want a party.
And you don't even want like a nice meal.
That's not a party, Terry.
Okay. But anyway,
I really want to go. I don't want this big
surprise party.
No. If you said to me we're going out for a nice dinner with the kids or go away with the kids, I'd be like, amazing.
The dog's having a dream. Hold on. You woke up. That was Jake dreaming. Oh, that was so cute.
He was dreaming of tennis balls.
But anyway, I do want to bring David away for his birthday, but I'm having trouble picking because his birthday is in April. So you're just about to come into the summer. So I feel like the weather is not promised in places in Europe. But now I'm thinking something else. So anyway, leave it with me. But we're going to get a trip away with the kids and it's going to be phenomenal.
But I honestly, if we don't do anything, I don't care.
You always say that, David.
Because I don't expect or need anything.
I'd really care.
All I need is my giant camera lens, Jake and my kids and Terry.
Your giant head. For me, I want to be in the Maldives for my 40th with my kids.
Better start saving.
I am.
No, me.
No, I want to be there with my kids. That's what I want to do for my 40th. Well, no, August. August actually.
That you're not 40 in August, Terry.
No, not this August, but like when I am 40, my birthday is in summertime, so that's good. So maybe not the Maldives. Maybe we could go to somewhere really, really special.
Mallorca.
I love Mallorca. That's where I want to be for my birthday this year.
What is the seasons in the Maldives?
I don't know.
Does it work off?
I don't know. Anyway, Ireland is out of the cup, but they're never in it, weren't they? No.
That's a bit harsh, Terry.
Everybody was devastated. I went to bed.
Of course it devastated. There was such a big build-up.
Yeah.
They'd done so well and they went in and they were like playing extremely well, but they just threw it all away. But they have to be... I have to say this line, Terry, because then I'd be annihilated if I don't. We're proud of what they did do. But it's infuriating to watch because they gave away stupid fouls that changed the whole game.
Well, you go do a better job than Mr. 40.
I would if I was given the chance.
Would you?
Yeah, of course I would.
David nearly became a pro footballer.
I nearly did. That's one of the things that I won't be allowing to happen with Sydney or Miles.
What?
Allowing their inner thoughts take over.
As in you got too anxious?
Yeah, 100%.
And you just dropped out?
Just dropped out.
And you did that as well with your apprenticeship. Well, yeah, no. He had an argument. He was literally about to qualify and he had an argument with his boss and then he never qualified.
And I was almost turning 18 at the time.
Carpentry.
Yeah.
Oh no, well then you weren't nearly qualified. You're only in your first year probably.
No, I'd done 3 years.
Well then you couldn't have been 18 because you leave school when you're 17, 18.
I started my carpentry, my apprentice when I was 18.
Oh, okay. Isn't it mad? Because you could have like done so much in the house for us.
I know. Well, because saved a fortune.
Saved a fortune.
Fortune.
Like but the amount of money we've spent on a carpenter in this house is disgusting.
But I would be leaning in on both the kids and being like, get out of your head. Just try it and do it.
Oh, absolutely. So yeah, the World Cup, I was at an event when the match was on and I came home and Dave was like, get out, because every single time I watch a match, whoever's team that I'm on
loses.
Right? And I put that to the test twice now. We've gone to the Ireland rugby
game.
And every time I've gone, they've lost. And Ireland never lose, ever. But I went and they lost. So yeah, I don't think I
You also
be
came
go.
In and you had a big, I'm not sure if you came in the door with it, but you went and got a packet of crisps or
McDonald's.
That's what it was. And you sat there right next to me and you were like,
I did indeed. And I enjoyed it. I got chicken nuggets. So we went to Lugwood's and we seen the Easter Bunny.
All right, Terry Tourette's.
Terry Tourette's. We went to Lugwood's and seen the Easter Bunny and it was such a nice little experience. Sydney was there with all of our mates and Miles and the weather was atrocious, but Miles and Sydney love
crazy
bad weather.
Yeah.
They like it. Sydney loves running around in it. Miles is out. Like, it's so good for them though, isn't it? To kind of get weathered.
Well, Sydney's used to it. She grew up
In the bad weather.
In the bad weather.
Yeah.
Rain, hail, or snow, we used to bring her down to the beach.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, Dave, it's too bad. And I'd be like, stand there like the Michael Jackson. And the wind would be just blowing against us. I'm like,
do that again,
just
David.
10 minutes. It sounds even better with the headphones.
Wow.
Sounds even better with the headphones.
Oh my God.
You're sitting there like bleeding Yoda, Terry.
Did you see Celine Dion announced that she's going to be in Paris?
That's what I want for my 40th.
Well, I've signed up for the
pre-sale. You'll be doing very well.
Yeah. It's 10 dates in Paris.
Mm. But as soon as that's after being released, a day actually earlier than that got released, Michael O'Leary put the Paris flights up by 100 grand.
100%. But yeah, I really hope that we get tickets. And we watched the Peaky Blinders movie. Sorry, I'm just like giving it a recap in our week. But we watched the Peaky Blinders movie. And I don't think they should have done that movie. What's your man's name?
Barry Keoghan.
Yeah, Barry Keoghan was brilliant in it. Mm. But I just feel sad that I've seen Tommy Shelby old.
Yeah, and he didn't have a shaved head.
His tight haircut.
Yeah, and his brother Arthur as well.
Yeah. I don't know. I felt sad. I was like, has Peaky Blinders been around that long that he now looks that old?
Do you know I remember being introduced to Peaky Blinders when we were living in Coogee by Jack?
By Jack. And we were like, no.
And there was like six of us in the house one day. And
he
we were
tried
like,
to make us watch
He was
it.
Like, you need to watch this. And we sat down and I remember like everyone was talking and I was like, what the hell is this? And I was just turning it off and I just couldn't get into
chaos.
It.
Chaos. Yeah. But I remember when I got into it was when you flew home to Ireland when I was in Australia and you were gone for a week and a half for your stag and I had just come home from Vietnam. Mm. No, it wasn't for your stag. That's a lie. That's a big fat lie. You went home for what reason?
Was it a wedding?
I don't know. You flew home for something.
Well, for a week and a half, it would have been a wedding.
But whose wedding?
Anton got married.
No, that was the year before that.
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember. But I wouldn't have...
Why did you fly home yes, it was for your stag. Sorry, yes, it was for your stag. But yeah, you flew home and I remember I was alone for a week and a half and I binge watched the Peaky Blinders and like was dreaming about it and all. Mm. But I was doing night shifts at the time. I was working the whole week doing night shifts. So I'd wake up and I'd be on the same time zone as you, which helped. And then I'd go to bed, watch Peaky Blinders, and it was just so good.
I find that's how you can really get into a series is that you binge watch it.
Yeah.
Like,
we keep.
Yeah, we just can't seem to stick with anything. Like, it's documentary or series for me is out the window.
Yeah. I don't
I
like
think
series.
Like a movie where I'd see, like, it's done for Peaky Blinders.
Yeah.
They could have made 6 or 7 episodes out of that.
Yeah, they definitely could have made that into a series. But I loved that they didn't because I think when you have kids, you'd be just too wrecked to sit down every night and watch something. Like as soon as the kids are in bed, I'm in bed. Mm. Unless I have an event on. I'm just dead. But lately, I'm dead. Like I need to go get my bloods done. Like I'm dead.
There needs to be a real oomph like put into the... What?
Into the what?
Into the weather. For me, that's what's making it. It needs to be like it needs to get a real kick in the arse.
Yeah.
Like
it's been a long winter.
Last weekend, when you were away, you were in Wexford.
Yeah.
I had pals over with the kids and we sat out the backyard and it was like 16 degrees. We had the sun trap and I was like, this is it now. This is it.
Yeah.
And then it just changed immediately next day.
It's actually...
We need like a consistent week of nice weather.
Marbella. I think we should go to Marbella next
week. I'm talking about here.
I know, but like I do think we should go to Marbella next week. We should. So, David has a list of weird unspoken rules men follow.
Right. The first one is, I don't even know how to even agree with half of these. Men always skip the middle urinal in public toilets.
Is that right?
Well, it depends on how many there is. If you walk in like into a standard public toilet and they might have 3 or even like in a pub or restaurant, they're not that big and they have 3 on the wall.
Yeah.
And you walk in and there's one fella using the one on the left or on the right. You're not going to go use the one in the middle closest to him. You're just going to go to the one to the right. Do you get me?
But if you walked in, you seen 3, right? Yeah. Imagine you see 3.
Yeah.
Nobody's there. Which one are you going for?
Yeah, probably one on the either side. So that when someone comes in, they don't have only the option to have to stand next to me.
Okay. So that's
not like, yeah, it's not a rule. It's just like common sense.
They're unspoken rules.
Yeah. Never make your friend look bad in front of their partner. Now,
one of your mates?
Yeah.
Like as in like you wouldn't rat them out on something that they've done.
But no, I'm saying make them look bad.
Yeah, fair.
You know?
Fair.
Insults are insults are a form of affection.
Yeah, I don't think that's you, David. You don't like, you don't handle getting insulted very well.
Because you insult me personally, that's why. There's a difference. I know myself that my mates, we insult each other constantly. Yeah, and people would pass comment and go, I don't even know how you're even friends.
Yeah, especially you and Sam.
Yeah, like it's constant.
It's very bad. It's very bad.
The perfect dap must be acknowledged. So dapper, your outfit must be acknowledged. But that I've brought this up before, a couple of podcasts before, where I came across a video. Where I came across a video of a bloke that was saying, why is it not right for men to acknowledge what other men wear? And I've noticed from now starting to like...
Since you got style.
See what I mean? I've noticed now since I've been going to events where blokes are starting to...
You get a lot of comments on your clothes because your clothes are nice. You have good style. Good style, David. Okay, do you want to hear a listener email? Hi, guys. I have a habit I can't break and it's starting to feel really weird. Every time I eat, I have to bless myself before the first bite, but it has to be 3 times. If I don't do it, I feel completely off and like something bad might happen and I can't eat. At home, it's fine, but when it's in front of new people, it's so awkward and I try and hide it. But I know it's so strange and I hate the attention. Why can't it be 90 and 40 again where it's acceptable? I've tried to stop and I just can't. Please tell me I'm not alone with this.
You're a choir boy, basically.
No, that sounds really funny, right? Because I totally get it. A lot of people have these weird things that they have to do. Like, you know the way people say hello, Mr. Magpie, or like they say hello to magpies.
They nod at a single magpie.
Yeah. Yeah. Magpie. So obviously it's like something that she has in her head. But can I tell you about something funny that we had in my house, right? So my mom used to have the Sacred Heart of Jesus above the stairs. So every time she walked down the stairs, she touched the picture of him. And do you know the picture I'm talking about? It's Jesus and he has one hand up and the heart is glowing.
Mm.
But she used to always tap it and then bless herself. And then we all used to do it, right? But I got into a habit where I'd be running down the stairs and I'd leap and smack it and then bless myself and miss like 4 steps. So I'd be like, doo, 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 poof, and then like Michael Jordan slam dunk. Oh, Jesus.
Upstairs or downstairs?
Upstairs. You know when you're walking down my mom's stairs and there's like, you can see there's like a wall in front of you. Yeah. So it was right there. But for years after that, I'd smack
Jesus in the face.
No, I'd smack a wall when I was walking down the stairs and bless myself, right? Because it was like muscle memory. But I'd leap still, right? And I remember I was walking down someone's stairs, one of my friend's house, and I leaped, but their ceiling was real low, Dave. And I nearly gave myself a feckin' concussion because I whacked myself just all because I wanted to touch the Sacred Heart of Jesus that wasn't there and bless myself.
I just got like an image there of you as a child, and it's really, yeah. Because I see it in Sydney and I see it in Miles. Last night, so Sydney is a really, right. So Sydney is, God love her, she loves to help.
And she's
definitely doesn't get that from you when it comes to cleaning.
She loves cleaning.
Right. And our teachers have told us that like she's a great leader and likes to get all the kids round up to do X, Y, and Z. But she was helping me yesterday cleaning the dishes. Now, I had to then follow behind her. Because she's adamant to put the dishes away.
Mm.
So she's like, I want to clean the baby's bottles and then put them away. And then I have to go, obviously, when she's not looking, take them all back out and sterilize them because she's not doing it properly. God love her. But I was out the back garden and I walked past the kitchen window where the sink is. And she had her head down cleaning the dishes. And I genuinely, for a second, she looked like up in the direction of where, and I thought it was you.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was you. You had the same shape head.
It's so funny because we were in Lugwoods and we bumped into Pippa O'Connor and she was in her car and she wound down the window. And you see, I forget that people don't know what Sydney looks like. So I do find that when I bump into people, they stare at her.
Mm.
And Pippa was looking at her and she just went, oh my God, you're the image of your mommy. And I was like, do you think so? And she was like, the image.
Like, yeah, if you have your hair the same way, like the way you have it right now, if Sydney has her hair up like that.
Oh yeah, I love her in her hair.
It's these are like very, very like.
Yeah, I'm really starting to see it. Like, cause she's very like you, but then we're kind of like each other. Incest.
And I thought Miles up until about a month ago looked like me, but now I think he's changed. He doesn't look like me.
He looks like my brother David. I gave birth to my siblings. Mm.
I look at pictures now, I'm like, now it's gone off now.
He's his own little person.
Yeah, the McAvoy bloodstream has gone strong. You just gave birth to one of your sisters.
Yeah, Cassie. Because Sydney is very like my sister Cassie.
And now Miles is going to be like your brother David.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
So when do I get a look in?
Ah, you do, David.
Does that mean we have to try again?
Actually, David said to me the other night, I wouldn't mind going again. And to say he nearly got kamikazed out of the bed is an understatement. I couldn't go again. Well, I could, but it'd have to be surrogacy. I just do not want to go through pregnancy.
I know how to make you go again. I'd make you 3 spicy margaritas and you'd be game ball.
Call the guards. But on that note,
take 3 days to get here, Terry.
What, to come?
The guards. Oh my God. Yes, on that note, we are going to close this off because...
Yeah.
Things are getting freaky.
Things are getting weird. Anyway, thanks so much for listening into this week's episode of 10 Down with Terry and David. And just a little request, if you enjoy listening to the show, make sure that you give us 5 stars, is it, David, on Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your podcasts, because it does help us. And make sure that you're following as well. But have a lovely weekend, guys. And we will talk. Oh, happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
How do you, there's no Easter songs.
Happy Christmas songs. Easter to you.
Goodbye, everybody. Happy, see you later. Harry, say goodbye. Finish it.
Goodbye.